Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Let us introduce you to our guest, Fionn Rebecca.
Hi.
Hello. Who is going to be tonight at the NMG Awards.
Yeah, we're performing as well, which is going to be fun.
And you can perform for us as well in a moment or two. We're ticking off the various appearances that you've made on the station over the past few weeks and months.
Yeah. No, it's been quite a lot, but I like the station.
So. And we're always happy to have you here.
Thank you.
And we'll explain why, because you're going to play some music for us, after which we'll have a little chat a bit more about the NMG Awards. But you are performing tonight as well, aren't you?
Yes, I'm very, very excited. I remember last year was my first ever time going to the NMG Awards, and I was lucky enough to get into the top five for the best female solo, and I was so exciting because it was also my first year. And then obviously to be nominated for the 18 and under this year is again a crazy thing. Like, I'm really happy to do it, and then obviously we're performing, which is going to be even better.
That's really good. So I missed last year. I'd been to the previous ones at West Road and at Portland Arms, but I missed the Corn Exchange one.
It was amazing. It was honestly, like, I was so overwhelmed just because, like, you're surrounded by just the people that were there, like Hunter, for example. I remember talking about him before, and I've been following Hunter since I was, like, little, like 13. And literally it was just, like, seeing him there, and I spoke to him, and I was like, oh, my God. I remember, so my dad was, like, in the top balcony bit, and I was just looking at my dad like, Hunter's there, he's there, like, right there. And, like, I freaked out a little bit, but...
It's interesting. So even at a local level, you kind of have your heroes, as it were.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, I'm originally from Wales, and me and my friend, Katrin from Wales, we would listen to, like, just... We'd follow Hunter on, like, Instagram and stuff and listen to, like, little things that he would do when he'd post clips and stuff like that.
So when in Wales or when here?
When in Wales,
okay.
So, yeah, Katrin found him originally, and then I kind of messaged her when it was the NMG, and I was like, he's here. I was like, guess who's here? And I sent a little picture of him to her, and she, like, was like, oh, my goodness, what?
So, yeah, because I remember Hunter coming in here before he was Hunter, which is very, very cool. Yes.
Is Hunter coming along tonight?
Oh, I don't know.
Ooh, I don't think so. We need to find the list. Okay, look, let's play us a song. We'll chat a little teeny tiny bit in a while. So what are we going to hear?
Well, basically, we're performing a very new song. It's called Promises. And we're actually performing it tonight as well. So here's a little sneaky peek
dress
of it.
Rehearsal.
With a full band. So this is just an acoustic version. So.
Baby, you won't ever leave me this way.
wanted anyway. Yeah, you did.
I'm like blown away by that. That was amazing.
Thank you.
You sound like that at 20 past eight in the morning.
Oh my God, honestly, it's so hard. Like, I woke up, had my little hot, like, we call it hot toddy. Hot toddy is like the non-alcoholic version, obviously.
Yeah.
But it's like hot water, honey, and lemon. And it kind of like lubricates your voice. But mm-hmm. still, my voice is a bit like, stop, I want to sleep. Leave me alone. So, no, but it's good. It's like a good warm up before tonight, which is nice.
Fantastic. Really, oh my God, I can't wait to hear more tonight.
Thank you.
So I've got to ask, what's your songwriting process? How do you, where do you get your ideas from? How long does it take?
Well, basically, the way that I write is more of, I get a very, very strong emotion.
Mm-hmm.
I write mainly from emotion, like how I'm feeling and all that on that day and stuff. And I don't play an instrument at all, not even close. But it's quite funny, like, if I've got this really, really strong emotion, I'll just sit at a piano and press the, like, keys until I found what I want to kind of, like, want it to sound like.
Yeah.
And I'll write, like, the little foundations, as you will, for the music, and then I'll hand it over to Ryan, my guitarist, and he'll make it into the beautiful piece of music that it is.
Yeah.
But I'll write all like the lyrics, and there's always a story behind every single song I write. One thing I say quite a lot is listening to the lyrics of one of my songs is like reading a page in my diary.
Mm-hmm.
I open up a lot. Like, I don't open up that much with people, but as far as my songs go, I'll like full on like everything.
Just, do you keep a diary just for yourself, or?
I used to write diaries.
Okay.
I did, and. Like, they'd always, for some reason, sound really poetic when I'd write it. Because, you know, I was the little girl who loved little fairy tales, so everything had to sound like it was, like, Shakespearean or something. It was it was weird. But I guess, kind of, like, I have, like, my old diaries and stuff, but it's just now I don't really write a diary, I just write songs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of how every single song that I write is written.
So you're not the sort of person who posts their entire life on Facebook or Instagram or something like that?
I mean, I love me some Instagram, don't get me wrong.
Okay.
Like, every teenage girl you will ask loves Instagram. No, I love me some Instagram. But no, most of my stuff is usually in like my songs. Well, basically all of them are in my songs. All of my songs are very personal. And they're very relatable, I find, sometimes as well, because the way that I write them, I like to write them so that other people can put their stories to it, so that I don't make them too specific, so that other people can attach their stories, and then more people will, like, link to them and like, relate to them.
So NMG Awards tonight at the Apex in Bury St. Have you
excited.
Been there before?
No, but me and my drummer, we, like, looked it up and we were like, oh, my gosh.
I said this to Ben, who came in from Lunar Echoes to chat to us on Wednesday, and to me, the Apex is kind of like the Junction would be if it was built this week. It's kind of that kind of feeling about it, really.
It's
a modern theatre space, but it's very nice.
I remember one time I went to go see Gregory Porter live, and the Apex reminds me of that. Like, I don't know where it was we went to go see, but it was a massive place. Or like a theatre, doesn't it? It looks like a theatre, but it's crazy.
Do you get to go to any other awards, or is this sort of like your annual outing, if you like, for this sort of thing?
Yeah, no, this is the main awards that we've done at the moment. I did get an email from someone in America at one point saying that they've heard my song and they want to put me in this little charts thing that I don't understand it properly. But I need to look more into that. But this is like the main thing that we're doing.
So performing tonight, are you up for any awards as well? You mentioned earlier,
18 and 18.
18 and under. Okay.
Yeah, I've just got into that one because I'm 18. So. But yeah.
Okay. Well, look. Well, thank you very much for coming. I'm really looking forward to tonight.
Definitely.
Now.
Thank you so much.
No,
looking forward
you.
To it.
As my colleague works out which of her wardrobes is going to choose her outfit from.
Yeah,
then after
discuss. Ages.
Yeah,
ages to figure out what I was going to wear. Like, it's an issue.
Are you going to hang around? We've got some food appeared next
good.
Door.
Like
so
food.
You're most welcome to stay with us through till 9 o'clock. If you want to do that. Thank you to Ryan as well.
Yeah.
Must say that for playing the guitar beautifully for us. Do you take him around everywhere, just in case you need to sing something.
Oh, yeah, he goes everywhere with me. Like, yeah.
That's great. Field Rebecca, thank you very much.
Yeah, no, thank you so
see
much.
You tonight at the NMGs.
Yeah.